800-259-3570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the fourth hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if we can help you with your gardening concerns or problems, give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. The season has begun, believe it or not, no matter where you live. This is a great time and a great day to get outside and do a little bit of selective pruning. If you have trees that the branches are touching the ground, it's making it difficult for you to mow or even walk under, in some cases, large trees, then today is the day to get out there and do a little bit of pruning to raise those lower branches to make it easier for you to work around your property. And if some of those trees that need the pruning are flowering plants, like crabs or pears or cherries or even fruit trees, the tips of those branches, the first couple of feet, save those tips, bring them in the house, put them in a big vase of water, and within a couple of weeks, they'll bloom and you'll have your own little flower show. What a great sign to help make the summer that much closer, to bring springtime even closer. Remember, spring is March 20th. That's only 27 days away. How can you beat that, folks? Call Jared, 800-259-9231. And remember, we're going to be giving away cotton seed. That's right. You know the material that your shirt is made out of? Well, that's cotton. And it's grown from a plant. And if you would like to get some seeds to grow your own cotton in a container, you'd start it inside during March and move your plants outside for the summer, and you will see how cotton grows. The only way that you can get the seeds is to go to my website. At the bottom of the website, which is paulparent.com, it is spelled P-A-R-E-N-T.com. Put in your email address. Hit submit. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll have all of the details on how to receive free seeds. And for those of you that live in New England, there's going to be a judging of those cotton plants at the Tops Field Fair in October with ribbons and prizes and all kinds of stuff. So sign up right now. You'll get a newsletter every single Thursday with four topics, great information, all kinds of surprises. This week we talked about a great shade tree called the little leaf linden. We talked about an early blooming shrub called a flowering quince. And that should be coming in bloom in just a matter of 3 or 4 weeks. We talked about a perennial hosta. And a plant that's in bloom right now that if you want a nice gift to give somebody if you're going out to their house for dinner or it's a birthday and they like plants, it's called a pocketbook plant. And I tell you exactly how it grows. the colors, and everything else about it. So go to paulparent.com, sign up for the email newsletter, and every Thursday we'll tell you more information about your garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Norm on the line who's got a question about planting grass seed and sod.
Okay, Norm, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a family cemetery lot in Massachusetts, and it's about 40 miles from my home here in New Hampshire. And I want to plant grass in the former flower bed. It's about 7 feet long by a foot and a half wide.
Okay.
The rest of the lawn is very healthy and vigorous, and it's in full sun. The only problem is I can only water any new grass seed or sod on the weekends. And what I want to know is what can I do to enhance my chance of success? And would I have better success with sod than grass seed, and whether I should plant in the spring or in the fall?
Okay. If you're going to do sod, you're going to need to do it at a time of the year where we're getting more rain. So that's going to be during late April and May, because that's the time of the year where you can have much better results. Now, what I would do is this. When you go to the cemetery, I would be willing to bet that there is a place in the back of the cemetery someplace where they have a pile where they, when they dig a grave or they do maintenance, there's a place where they throw a lot of grass. You could probably pick up some pieces of sod right there and transplant it. But go to your local nursery and get a piece of sod during the wet weather. If you try and do it during June or July, it's just going to be too hot, and it would have to be watered every single day to keep it moist so that the roots can come out. The other thing that you can do is if your local nursery doesn't have any sod, edge one of your flower beds. And that way, see, sod, when you get it, is only going to have 1 inch of soil, if that. It's basically just roots. If you were to edge your flower beds or your vegetable garden, you could take as much as 3 inches of loam with you, take those pieces of sod, put them in some cardboard boxes, bring it to the cemetery, and you could do that any time of the year during April or May. And because you've got such a big root system, it's going to need a lot less water. My father was very good at that. If we had dead spots in the lawn, he would dig them up, edge the flower beds, take that soil, that grass that was growing into the flower bed, and put it right in the middle of the lawn where we had little holes, and it would catch much, much faster. And the thing that you want to do, again, because the depth of the soil there is not going to be very good because of that digging process, get a product called Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available at every place that they sell gardening products. It's called a polymer, and it looks like rock salt. It's a granular product. And you lightly apply it to the area where you're going to be putting in the grass. Scratch it up, work it into the soil, put your sod pieces that you're going to transplant from your house to the cemetery, give it a good drink, and the little pieces of soil moist will expand 200 times underground, keeping the soil wetter. I know it's not a word, but it will keep it wetter because of the ability to retain moisture. And that means that you won't have to be there every single day to water the grass. But grass seed, fine. It's going to work for you. But I'll tell you, if you want instant results, edge your beds, 3 inches of loam with it, put it in cardboard boxes and bring it right to the cemetery. Add some soil moist, pack it in nice and tight, give it a good drink, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Norm. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Brian on the line, who's got a question about a tropical plant.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning to you, Paul. I'm sorry I missed you when you were at in Orleans, I think, last year.
Thank you.
Well, my question is, I'm not sure of the name of the plant. I think it's a pony plant or a ponytail plant.
Ponytail plant, yes.
It's tropical looking. There's two or three plants coming out of a root ball. The root looks like a big roots coming down. And somebody at one point told me I could cut one of them out, put it in some dirt, and it would start growing. Or it would grow another one on the plant, and it never did. And my question now is, the plant's getting, it's about 13 years old, and it is up to the ceiling. So the biggest plant or limb that's coming out, it's growing a side shoot that's about a foot long and looks healthy, and then it's growing a little another nub out of the same area where the first side shoot's coming out. So if I could cut up top part of it, and if I could somehow start that and put it back in, you know, in the same planter with it.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I will tell you exactly what to do with your plant. It's a wonderful plant, and yes, it is tropical, and it's wonderful to take care of. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're going to try and work together to help you to have the best garden that you've ever had. So don't be shy. If you had a problem last year on a specific part of your garden, just give me a call. Let's work together to try and solve that problem so that it doesn't happen again. And while you're doing that, go to my website, paulparent.com. Sign up for the newsletter, because one of the questions that you may have and you're not able to get through will be answered eventually on that email newsletter that's free that you get every single Thursday. And you can also get some cotton seeds during the month of March. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Anya on the line who's got a question about using tree and shrub on a tree.
Okay. Anya, good morning. How can we help you?
Hi. Yeah. I have a very tall, like higher than my garage, choke cherry tree leaning over my wash line, dropping, and it has pet caterpillars. And I was wondering about using their tree and shrub and any possible harmful effect on birds.
Okay. Bayer tree and shrub will take care of most insects, but right now it will not work on caterpillars. They are very, very close to having a product for caterpillars. Now, if you are able to spray them,
it's way above what I can reach.
It's way above what you can spray.
Yeah.
There really is no systemic at this point to take care of caterpillars. Bayer is working on one from talking with Ken Kukurowski. but there's just nothing ready at this point that will work on the caterpillars. There is a product that is organic and totally natural called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And this is something that if you could spray it as high as you can, when those caterpillars are knocked off the tree during a thunderstorm or a heavy rain, and they have to walk back up the tree, they're going to stop and munch on the lower leaves. And when they take a bite out of it, they will develop a virus. They'll continue to walk up the tree after eating. When they get to the top of the tree, they're going to get very, very sick. And when they die, they carry that virus with them onto the leaf where they die. And if any other caterpillar eats that leaf, then they in turn will get the virus. So this is a very safe product. It will not hurt birds of any types. But it's called Spinosad. And a lot of nurseries, garden centers carry the product, and it will do the job for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And failing on a thunderstorm, you put your hose on needlepoint spray and knock them off that way.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And we were going to talk to Brian about his ponytail. Brian, on your ponytail, any shoots that develop on the trunk of it, you cannot cut them off and stick them in the ground and make a new plant. The only way that you would be able to is if the ponytail itself, it looks like a club almost, and it develops from the base of the plant. In the early stages, when you have several of like acorn or larger size growths, those can be divided, but you can't take a knife, cut it from the main plant without having a root system. If there's no roots attached to the piece, it will not grow. That's the only thing. I mean, I've been growing this plant for a long time. I love the ponytail plant, but you cannot cut one of the side shoots and make a new plant with it. It's grown commercially by seed or by division, but not by cutting off a branch. Okay? A phone number, 800-259-9231.
Nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Fairy Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Fairy Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Chisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Alfred on the line, who's got some questions about spraying some dwarf fruit trees.
Okay, Alfred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. This is a great Sunday morning show.
Thank you.
It isn't long enough. It could go on all day. I have a couple of dwarf apple trees, and I have a dwarf peach tree. And last year I ended up with a yellow bullseye with a brown dot like in the middle, sort of like an ulcer on all the leaves, and I want to start the season off right, and I realize they have a dormant spray, a pre-pink, and a bloom spray, and I just like to get that straightened out so we start off the season right.
Okay. What you want to do is the first step is to clean around it and get rid of any leaves that have fallen at the base of your tree, because those leaves will contain a disease spore that's spending the winter on the leaf, and when the spring arrives and conditions are right, those disease spores will fill with a gas, and they become airborne, and they'll reinfect the new foliage that develops on that plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you need to do is to clean around it and get rid of all those old leaves. That way you're going to eliminate a large population of sources for this fungus to attack your plant.
Okay.
Now, the old method was with a product called lime sulfur. And lime sulfur is no longer being manufactured. Let's see, I did get something in the mail. The replacement for lime sulfur is called copper fungicide, and it's made by Bonide. But it's called copper fungicide,
mm-hmm.
and it's a more natural product. You can also use the same product for treating some of the tomato problems that people get. It will also take care of what's called peach leaf curl. And when we get cold, damp weather in the spring, the leaves kind of shrivel up, they turn pink and they get thick. This copper fungicide will take care of it.
Is that liquid or powdered now?
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid that you mix it with water, and you spray it on your plant. And being that it's organic, you can spray it up to the day before you harvest your crop.
Okay, so that would probably take care of the pre-pink and the bloom condition, the whole thing?
Yes.
It would. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
What is your opinion on rotating crops? My friend has a farm, and he plants tomatoes in the tomato patch and peppers in the peppers and eggplants in the eggplant year after year, and his crop is incredible. In a small garden, I got 110 tomatoes, maybe 60 pepper plants and eggplants. What are your advice on rotating crops, moving around? I know certain plants draw certain nutrients from the soil, but what is your general opinion on it?
Well, in my garden, I rotate the crops every year. I found that if I do that I always have a good crop. But if you're not able to, and you said yourself that certain crops pull certain products out of the ground, certain amount of nitrogen and phosphorus and potash, and all of the trace elements, things that are, you just need like a little teaspoon for the whole plant, for the whole year. If you can recondition that soil every year, and farmers do that, when the season is over, the farmers go in, they till the soil, they add animal manure, they add compost to the soil. Some of the farmers will plant in the fall of the year crops like winter rye. Like clover, like different types of buckwheat and things like that. And those particular plants recondition the soil. So if you're continuously doing this, you can plant in the same area because you're replenishing the soil.
Okay.
So if you're able to add compost every single year to it, then you can plant in the same place because you're rebuilding the quality of that soil.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful growing season. And
well, I'm
as far as this...
Looking at the snow melting in Rhode Island now with the sun, and you get itchy now. You want to get out there already. So. We we've had a decent winter, and the snow is just about gone, so you get that fever pitch.
If you really want to get the fever, today's the last day of the Rhode Island Flower Show, so it may be a good thing for you to head down there and get some ideas. Talk to the people that have built all of the gardens at the Flower Show, and they'll give you some additional ideas. Now, this copper fungicide, all of the garden centers have it because it is replacing lime sulfur.
Okay.
This can be applied next month when you have a daytime temperature of 40 degrees or higher. And it has to be 40 so that when you apply it, the product has the chance to dry on the plant. If you apply it and it's 20, it will freeze on the plant, and it won't do the job.
So you suggest this for the dormant stage, the pre-pink, and the bloom stage?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I won't take up no more of your time. There's a lot of people
never
waiting.
Take up. That's okay. We really appreciate the phone call. And, hey, if you get a minute, sign up for my email newsletter. We'll have more information for you. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ed on the line, who's calling about slugs on his blueberries.
Okay. Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, over the years, thanks to your good guidance, we've been able to grow three beautiful blueberry bushes, which are very productive and just in every way seem very healthy. And last year, we got some slugs on them. Now, we did use bear traps on them, which seem to work fairly well. But I was wondering if there's anything else I might consider doing with them.
I'll tell you, if you want something that's going to knock them off and stay off and is very, very safe, there is a product called Sluggo Plus. It's S-L-U-G-G-O Plus.
Uh-huh.
It was Sluggo Plus. Is all organic. It is basically a iron product that was found by accident in Monterey, California, and that's what Sluggo is made out of.
Huh.
The Sluggo Plus, what they have done is they have added spinosad. And when you combine the iron phosphate and the spinosad, you get an organic product that will take care of slugs, snails, cutworms, earwigs, pill bugs, sow bugs, all kinds of animals that live in the soil. And because the Sluggo and the Sluggo Plus are all organic and all natural, you can put it on blueberries, strawberries, and sometimes when you grow lettuce, you're going to pick the lettuce and it's full of bugs inside, it will knock them right out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
One other quick question, if I may. When might I start pruning this? I've got to get this right. I have an 18-month-old grandson who's looking forward to his blueberries.
The best time to prune your blueberries is when the plant is in blossom. And what you're going to do is any branches that don't have any flowers on your blueberry plant, take it off.
Okay.
If you prune now, you can't tell which branches have flower buds on them because the buds are not open. But when you see that your blueberry plant is in bloom, any non-producing branches can be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then blueberries love an acid soil. The more acidic, add Holytone fertilizer spring and fall.
I was using aluminum sulfate.
Yeah, aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. That will make it acid. But if you can add Holytone, that's a fertilizer.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a great weekend now.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, I think we get one more before the break.
I think so. We have Romy on the line who's got a question about the compost tumbler.
Okay, Romy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
What I did is I built my own tumbler out of a white, thick white plastic 50-gallon drum. And
yeah.
What I'm looking for is a good recipe to put in there. Some people say add soil, use some lime. What's your opinion?
Well, with the compost tumbler, my dad had one. He had it for about 10 years. He never added soil. He added was you need to put a blend of green and brown.
All right.
Okay? So you're going to what he used to do, he was making so much compost. He had, I bet you, 7 or 8 neighbors that every time they mowed the grass or cleaned would bring him wheelbarrows.
Oh, they loved him.
He made it nonstop because with the compost tumbler, you can take green and brown material and in 14 days you've got compost that's ready to go. You need to have vents to let the excess heat out. You need to add water. That was one thing that my dad, after using it for a while, realized that if the organic matter that's inside the tumbler goes bone dry, that breakdown process stops. And he got accustomed to opening up the door, putting his hand in it, feeling the soil, and if it felt that it was drying out, he would add moisture, he'd turn it to mix it all up, and then it would resume that rotting process. But you need to have the vents, you need to have places to get rid of the excess moisture. It's going to be turned on a regular basis, but I'll tell you, if you figure the cost of compost today, you can get 2 wheelbarrow fulls of compost every 14 days, and that's about $50 worth of compost. So if you buy the smaller composter for around $300, it's paid for in just a 3-month period. So it's well worth it, and then you can use it to cover all of your beds instead of buying bark mulch. You cover it with compost. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life and grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Good morning again, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help with their gardens?
Okay, next up we have Ginger on the line, who's calling about a cyclamen.
Ginger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
My cyclamen is in bloom, but the leaves are curling, and I've been using an insect systemic in it, and they just keep curling. And
okay.
I can't see anything on them, but the leaves are nice and big, but they're really curling.
Are they curling up, or are they curling down?
They're curling down.
They're curling down. Okay. How often are you watering Ginger?
Well, I've been waiting till it dries up, and the blooms right now are like falling. They're like horizontal instead of vertical.
Okay. The cyclamen is a bulb, and if you were to just put your hands into the foliage and kind of pull it apart, you're going to see, a dark brown to a chocolate-colored tuber that's right on the surface of the soil in your pot. And you should be watering it, I'm going to say, at least weekly, because those stems should be straight up in the air.
Okay.
And the way that you can tell, other than feeling it, and maybe this is something that you should do first thing, turn your plant upside down, hold the pot in one hand, and try and remove the pot that the soil is in. And that way you can expose the root ball and look at the root system itself. The roots should be a creamy white color. If your roots are brown or black in color, maybe even the soil has kind of a musty smell, then you know that you're giving it too much water.
Okay.
And the result of too much water would be yellowing of the foliage and the blossoms not be able to stand straight up. Now, another reason that the flowers are not straight up is temperature. If they're kept near a window and the house is 70 degrees, when the light comes through the window and hits the plant that's near it, right up against the glass could be 80 or 90 degrees. So if you can put it in a window that gets morning sun or late in the day sun, that means the plant's going to be cooler, there'll be less stretching, and your flower buds will be straighter. Also, when the leaves tend to bend down, it's usually a sign that the plant is trying to retain moisture.
Oh.
Underneath the leaves are little pores, okay? And the plant sweats just like we do underneath the leaves. So when they curl down, it's telling you that it's trying to protect the amount of water that it's losing. And sometimes that's caused by cold. In your case, it's not cold, or by heat. If the leaves were the opposite, turning upwards so that you see the underside of the leaf, that's telling you that it's trying to get rid of moisture. So whatever curls up is trying to get rid of moisture that's in the soil. If it curls down, it's trying to retain that moisture. So you could be running it on the dry side.
Okay.
So check that. And then if you can cool it down, cyclamen are plants that prefer a cooler temperature than any other tropical plant. They will do great even at 50 to 60 degrees. While if you took a rose, a miniature rose, or an African violet, they need to be more on the 65 to 70 degree range. So cyclamen likes it cool. It likes it moist, and I think it probably isn't getting quite enough moisture. Now, the thing that's nice about the cyclamen plant, when it finishes blooming, don't throw it away. A lot of people just take it and they toss it. This is a bulb. If you can repot it to a container a couple of inches larger, when the threat of frost is over, put it outside and grow it in the shade. It will reflower for you next winter. So you're going to care for it outside as a shade-loving plant underneath the tree, and it will do beautiful. I want you guys to have all a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Spring is coming, and